himself and about us. About 8 lines from the bottom. The Maya Skinan. So the more brought a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, in a case where they made a Tzuras HaPesach, he did it out of posts together with vines. We had the Brisa said that it doesn't. They permitted it for klayim. So we had a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether we extend this permission to Shabbos also. Reish Lakish said yes, and Rabbi Yochanan said no. So Mer wants to know what's the case. Ilei maminat sad that the case was that they placed the vines not going over the top of the posts but on the side of the posts. Woman of Chista, Tzuras HaPesach also minat sad li also v'luklum. Tzuras HaPesach, which is made where the top piece is not put on the top beam, instead of going across the top of the supports, it goes on the side of the supports, is not valid. So that can't be the case. Ella, number said, was the case. Agabot, it went across the top. Okay.
Well, bye-bye. What was the case?
Ilema Ba'esa, the gap was 10 or less. Behold, Lamer Rabbi Yochanan b'Shabbos loy. Can Rabbi Yochanan say in such a scenario that Shabbos is not permitted? Why should it not be permitted? El Olam, the Morris says, well, we have to assume the case was b'yeser m'yeser. It was more than 10, and there Rabbi Yochanan said that Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 doesn't work. Which that is what Rav said, that a Tzuras HaPesach more than 10 doesn't work. So we see Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. Mor says, no, that's not conclusive. Lo'alem, I can tell you the case was be'eser, it was 10. Umin atzad, and the scenario was that he placed the vine not going on top of the supports, but going around the supports. So it was on the side. But Rav Chisda said, that's no good. Well, that's exactly what the argument is. But Rav Chisda kamiflagi. The argument of Chista that Reish Lakish says it works for Klayim and for Shabbos.
And Reish Lakish says it works for Klayim but not
for Shabbos. Furthermore, Kasha, Barami de Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan, Barami de Reish Lakish ad Reish Lakish. We're going to see a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and a stira between Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish quoted in the name of Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chanina. He said the following: Peya muteris linyan kalayim, aber lo l'shabbos. The case where you take vines and you you stretch them from one support to the next, that can create so Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chanina says it can be considered an enclosure for klayim purposes, but not for Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Mechitza ki mechitzas the Shabbos dilo kach mechitzas the klayim dilo. The same way for Shabbos, it's not valid. So for klayim also, it's not valid. So we have before Rabbi Yochanan saying that it works for Klayim, but not for Shabbos. And here he's saying it works for neither. We have Reish Lakish saying it works for both. And here we have Reish Lakish saying it only works for Klayim, but not for Shabbos. So we have a steer in Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. So where it says, Bishlam at the Reish Lakish, at the Reish Lakish, Lakasha. The contradiction of Reish Lakish, I can answer by saying, Ha di day, ha di rabbe. One was himself, his own opinion, that was the first Reish Lakish. The second Reish Lakish was a quote from Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Chanina, which he does not personally agree with. Whereas the elder Rabbi Yochanan, not Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, but you're going to have a contradiction in Rabbi Yochanan. So, if you say like this, Iyamar Bishlama, if you answer the two cases by saying that Hosam al Gabon, the first case where Birchan said it works for Kalayim, is a case where the vine went across the top of the supports, and that's why it works for Kalayim. And Hocha Minat said over here, it's the vine is placed on the side of the supports. So Birchan says, that's sharper. So we say over here, on the side, doesn't work for anything. On top, works for Kalayim. Well, if you say that, you're going to have to ask me a question, why doesn't it work for Shabbos? And you're going to answer me, there was more than 10. It means you hold like Rav. That holds by Shabbos, more than 10 doesn't work. Eliyamer, Edim Minitzah, but you said, no, there's no proof that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, because that case was a case of Minitzah. So it means both cases are Minitzah. That the support is placed on the side. The first statement of Rabbi Yochanan, which says that it works for Kalayim. The second statement of Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work for Kalayim. Rabbi Yochanan told me Minitzah. So my Yikul Meber, what are you going to say over there? So that seems to be a proof that, again, that the first discussion of Rabbi Yochanan was talking about it was on top. It's still saying if a Shabbos doesn't work, if it's 10 or less, that doesn't make sense. It must be the case was more than 10. And you see, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav that it serves a Pesach, which is done properly on top, but it's more than 10, doesn't work. Where it says, no. I still could tell you a way to answer the contradiction of both Rabbi Yochanan's without saying that Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav. Lo'alam, I can tell you that both statements of Rabbi Yochanan are talking about Minatzad. And what he says, Kalayim works. It works for Kalayim. What he says, it doesn't work for anything. And how is that? Hosam be'eser, hacha be'yosem be'yosem. So in Tzurz HaPesach, Minatzad, there's a difference between 10 and more. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold like Rav. And therefore, Tzurz HaPesach, you put it on top, I don't care if it's more than 10, it's also okay. But if you make a minatzad, then already there is a difference of 10 or more than 10. And this, again, is not relevant for Shabbos, because for Shabbos, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with the Pchista that for Shabbos, it must go on top. The top piece has to go over the supports. But by Kalayim, we're permitting minatzad, but we're saying if it's 10 or less, Minatzad works. If it's more than 10, even only for Kalayim, Minatzad does not work. Where do I get this? By Kalayim, we differentiate between more than 10 and less, and 10 and less. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan was discussing, remember, Reish Lakish said that it works for Shabbos also. And Rabbi Yochanan said it doesn't work for Shabbos. It's going on the second argument. The Reish Lakish says that it works, and Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't work for even for his client. So Rabbi Yochanan says, where's my case that I see like that I'm right? Look, HaKoya Maisa, wasn't this the story? Shalach Rabbi Yeshua, Ezra Rabbi Yechon Menuri, Lumbet Torah. Rabbi Yeshua went to Rabbi Yechon Menuri to Lumbet Torah. Al Bishop Boki, Behilchus Klayim, even though he already was a Rabbi Yeshua, he already was an accomplished Talmud Chacham, and he knew Lachos of Hilchus Klayim. But he went to learn Rabbi Yechon Menuri if he had anything else to teach him. Ubet So, and he came to him and he found him. Rabbi Yechon Menuri, Shiyosha Ben Hilonis, if he's sitting between the trees, Mosach Zmar, Me'ilon, the Ilon. And he extended a zmara from one tree to the next. So that was done minatzad. Usually you don't go over the top of the tree. Bamalai Rebbe, Rabbi Shua said to Rechmanuri, Rebbe, he can find him kan, ma'ol zroya kan. If he can find him on this side, would you be allowed to plant zroyim on the other side? Amaloi be eser mutter be yaser oser.
There's a difference between 10 or more than 10.
B'maya skinan. Ilay mal gabon. If you tell me it's going across the top, yosim yeser, also more than 10 is also ratanya. Hayasham konin hadik ronin. It's a deceptive climb. If there were these poles which were you able to push into the ground, so they were shaped in such a way that they'd have they were a spike on the bottom and they'd be able to go, you could bang them into the ground. Well, so then pay malamalo, Philip Yosef Meser is mutter, and you put the peya, which means again the vine going across. But it was done across the top of these konin, so that's a tursa, it's a bona fide tursa pesach. It has two side posts and it has a cross beam going on top. It says if Philip Yosef Meser is mutter, even more than 10 is mutter. So if it's across the top, why should 10 be a problem? Alav, we have to assume that the statement of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which said more than 10 is a problem, is the case of Minatzad. It's a case where it's Minatzad, so then 10 is acceptable. But come like Be'eser Mutter, Yosem Yeser is also 10 is Mutter, more than 10 is also. So Shaminov, that we can, in Minatzad, which by Shabbos does not work at all, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, but by climb it does work, but it depends if it's 10 or more than 10. So then we have no proof what a Birchon holds by on top more than 10. Okay. I didn't hear the beginning of the sentence.
There's no requirement for the vine to be cut. It can be mechubar lekarka.
For Tursa Pesach? Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. Rashi. Rashi, I think we have to go back a little bit. We're holding by Rashi, Sabra Lo Lohod Rav. My Rashi is, it's right next to the picture. Sabra Lo Lohod Rav, and Yud Aleph and Aleph. The lawyer Mahani starts a pesach liyosim mi eser b'mavi. Rav holds that it starts a pesach, which is more than 10, is not acceptable. The Morris brings that there was a story which happened in the Bika of Beis Chorson. Beis Chorson, Hashem Malkim is the name of a place. Bika is the valley in Beis Chorson, which they took as vine and muscles mura gabay, and they put four posts, and they took the vine al gabayan. From one to the next, like a Tursa Pesach. And the Chum were permitted for climb. If you close this area of the Kundusin in four sides, and the Gefanim inside, you're allowed to plant Zroyim on the other side of the Mechitza, immediately adjacent, because none of you get it in time. There's a fence in between. Each one can plant up to the fence. Now, what about the Gabi Shabbos? And you tell us the Talmud was able to count to carry inside that area. So he's looking and said, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan said no. So if the case is Minatzad, Shemosach was Murmur, Zelazeb, MC, also, Buloy al Rashay, and they went across the, didn't go across above the top, but rather went on the side. Part of the way down. Lo yasa klum. Linya Shabbos and Mayatira lo. So why would Rish Lakos say works by Shabbos? And most of it's going across the top. And it's saying by Shabbos not. So how could it be the case of if it's 10, why would someone say by Shabbos lo? Everybody agrees it's a Pesach. Most people are more than 10. So, and then Rabbi Yochanan says not acceptable. That's like Rav. Rav says no. I can tell you that they're arguing Rav Chista Gufa. Rish Lakish less later of Chiz, doesn't all look at Chiz, and therefore it works for Shabbos also. That Minatzad, a Tursa Pesach which is made from the on the side, is acceptable. Yochanan is later of Chiz, the older of Chiz. But Kisavik Yomer Rav Chiz, the Shabbos, but even Rav Chiz would say that Tursa Pesach Minatzad doesn't work, it's only by Shabbos. I will climb, I feel a Minatzad, I mean Tursa Pesach, the Shabbos, come and we climb. But for climb, even on the side, it's acceptable but only for klayim, not for Shabbos. Peya, if you make it, you make a peya. What's that? Kliyas hazmara basucha mikudas lechaveroi. It's sort of like extending the vine from one support to the next. You did a kliya. You wove it together. But the masa peya nochris from set the Shabbos. So the word peya means a covering. I'm not sure. So sure exactly what the connection to pay is. But you see the word pay over there, think about it. Woman Sheth is called a paya nachris. So why is it called a paya nachris? So
well, it's woven together, I guess the hairs.
So she's saying, so you see the word paya doesn't mean corners, right? She has strange corners, right? Paya nachris is strange corners. Right? We'll start a new Shetel house called Strange Corners. Nobody's gonna want to buy there. But the paya means woven together. Some more says Rish Lakish. I can answer how the day how the Rabbi Hakpas Raisa Bishum Rabbi Huda Rabbi Chanina Amr Rabbi Leilas Yerle. He's quoting Rabbi Huda Rabbi Chanina, but he himself doesn't hold like that. But according to Rabbi Yechonon, one second, what's going on? So Yam Rabbi Shlomo, you'll tell me. Kamei Sal Gabon. The first statement where he says it works for climbing, so it's going across the top. Over here it says it works. Over here it says it doesn't work. It's going on the side. Shemachi Shor Linya Climb. It goes on top. It's Mutar Climb. And so why doesn't it work for Shabbos? Must be the case of B'yasim Yasser. It's more than 10. The B'yasim L'motzim Imra will load the Shabbos. If it's only 10, why would you say not for Shabbos? So the case was that it was more than 10. And for a client it works, and for Shabbos it doesn't. And that's like a Rav. He's the old Rav. But if you tell me that they're both a minute sad, so we have a stira, the more so that I can tell you they're both a minute sad. They're both mitzad. There's a difference between 10 and more than 10. We don't tell me the shenolam beklaim bein eser liyersim yeser minatzad. This idea of saying that in a source of pesach on the which is on the side, also the difference between 10 and more than 10. Where'd that come from? So Rishul went abishabaki Rishul behilchos klaim shomim menu derbeze. Even though Rishul was a baki, he wanted to learn more. So he said a case of the Granim Meshubim Kedeker Yosed Hanotz Mekarka. They come to a point. They're Meshupa. They're tapered. Thank you. Like a case of a spike which you put into the ground. Actually, a Decker actually is a shovel. Okay, it's up to Gemara. So we're holding on Yud Aleph and Beis by the two dots, which is about 8 lines down on the wide lines. First word of the line, Gufa. Amr Chis, the source of Pesach, which I saw made it sadly, also the Kumi quoted before the Rabbi Chis said, the source of Pesach was made, not going on top, but rather going on the side. If the side material, the side beam, the top piece, which is the top part of your door, your source of Pesach. You have two doorposts and the lintel, so the lintel has to go across the top. It's not good if it goes on the side of the two doorposts. That's how Moshe Shenel in the Gemara. So that's one statement that Reb Chista said about how you make a Tzuras a Pesach, the form of a Pesach. Vamar Reb Chista, he also said the following, source of Pesach, She'omru tzricha she'tehei b'riya k'le l'hamid bodelis. It has to be strong enough to support some type of a door. But fil del shakash, and even the door is made out of straw. So it's very, very light, but it has to be able to support something. Omer Shlokim Shemer B'yanai, a third requirement of Tzurza Pesach is Tzurza Pesach Tzricha Heker Tzir. Not only does it have to be able to support a door, it has to have at least in the doorpost a hole to put the door into. My Heker Tzir, what exactly is Heker Tzir? You have to be able to recognize the hinge. Omarav Avya Avaksa, I think it's how you pronounce that as Avaksa. So it has the hole which the door turns on. That's not clear exactly what that means, but So you put your side post, there's some place that there's a place to stick in the door. If there'd be a door there, you'd have in it built in the place to attach the door, the hinge. Okay, Ashkechino Rav Acha Bereid Rav Avya Latamina de Rav Ashi. So Rav Acha met the Bereid Rav Avya met the Tamina of Rav Ashi. Amar Lahu, Amar Mar Midi B'tzuras HaPesach. Did the master, meaning referring to Rav Ashi, did Rav Ashi say anything about Tzuras HaPesach? Anything interesting? Amar Lo Amar Belukum. He said nothing interesting. Pretty straightforward conversation. The Rif learns that the Rashba learns that the Rif learns that it was referring back to this previous requirements of Hecker Tzir. You said there's a requirement of Hecker Tzir. What did Rashi say about this? He never said such a requirement. Therefore, Rif does not paskin the requirement of Hecker Tzir. It's actually one of the Mishnayim says, he'll take that idea even a step further. He was referring back to the halacha of Delos Shalkashin also. You don't require that either. Now, we've asked the Pashkin halacha that you do need to, it has to be shown enough to be able to support some type of a door. You can make your door out of the thinnest thing you can think of, but it has to be able to support something.
So how is the stream?
We always, so we assume that it would be able to support Delos made out of like paper. I always understand that. There's always how big does those have to be? Does it have to be bigger than the full Tzuras HaPesach? That's something which always confused me. So then, you know, I mean, even if you make a door out of paper, but if the paper is 600 feet wide, it starts getting very heavy. So I'm not sure how big the Delos has to be. Pasha has to be the whole way, which then would be. The person does not seem to differentiate.
Why do you feel it needs to be the size of the?
That's the idea. It has to be able. It has to have be a Tzuras HaPesach. So a Tzuras HaPesach would have a door in it.
Yes, but why would we think the door would be larger than, say, a person?
The door would be the size of whatever you're opening. You're making. That's the size of the door that we're talking. We're making a Tzuras HaPesach because we're dealing with it. Had there been a door there, he's saying. So usually your door fits your opening. It's not like, you know, the water.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
So if you make a, we have our super Tzuras HaPesach over there by the it's right. It's quite long. I think it's about 600 feet, so that's gonna be quite a large door. But the Maaseh person does not seem to be bothered by that. So we have to assume that we do pass in Shulchan Aruch. It has to be strong enough to accept some type of a door. We do not require in Shulchan Aruch the lock of a Hecker Tzir. Okay. Tanah Tzuras HaPesach Shamru Kana Mikan V'Kana Mikan V'Kana Gabeyan. The Brisa says it has to have, you have two side posts and a cross lintel on top. Srichan Liga or Ein Srichan Liga. The side posts need to reach the lintel? Does the lintel have to be on top, immediately on top of the side post, or can there be a gap in between? Would you say some type of a good asik type of a svara? So Mar says, Rav Nachman Omer Ein Srichan Liga. Rav Sheshe says, "Amr Tzrichin Liga." Rav Nachman says it does not need to touch, and Rav Sheshe says it does need to touch. For the Tzuras HaPesach to be valid, it has to have all three items touching. So the side post touches the lintel touches the other side post. So that's the Tzuras HaPesach, according to Rav Sheshe. The Mor brought a story, brings a story. Versus also Rav Nachman, Ovid Uvda Beirish Galusa Kishmaitse. So Rabbi Nachum was brought into the Beirish Galusa. They asked him to make a Erev around the area, make a machitza around the area. He made a Tzuras HaPesach, and he made it without touching, like he held. You can put each side post, and then you're going to have the top, the cross lintel, the lintel on top, can be suspended above them. So that's what he did. So Rav Sheshe felt that was improper because it's not a valid Tzuras HaPesach, and people are going to be carrying when it's also. So Amar Le Rav Sheshes L'Shmoya, Rav Sheshes told his Shamish, which is Rav Guda, Zil Shloif, go take away the side posts, therefore the lentil they can't carry because there's no side posts, thereby removing what he thought was a mikshul, that the people were doing the wrong thing. So Mor says, Zil Shloif, take them out in Shadino and remove them. So also Sholaf, Shadino, he took them, went and removed them, and took them out and removed them. But Ashkechu, the way Rishkalusa, the people of the Rishkalusa caught him in the act, so they don't know. But, you know, they know they have this source of Pesach around their property, and this vandal is coming and taking the side posts away. So Chavshu, they put him into their prison. Also, Rav Sheshes come, and Baba Rav Sheshes went to the gate. I'm like, Gada, Paik, Tah, come out. So, when they heard that Rav Sheshes was requesting him out, they realized he was coming from Rav Sheshes to Shamash, and Nafa Gossi came out. Okay. Ashachar Rav Sheshes, the Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Armalei Tani Mar, Midi, Besursa Pesach. So Rav Sheshes met Shmuel's son. So did he ask Shmuel's son that your father, my master, Shmuel, did he discuss anything about the halacha of Tzurisa Pesach, about this issue? He says, yeah, matter of fact, that he did. Armalei In, yes, he did. What did he say? He said the following. Tanina, we learned it's a Bryce actually, and the Mor quotes it in Yuma. Keep up, you have an archway. Remeir Mechai b'mezuzah b'chacham and Pachim. Remeir says that the archway is Chai b'mezuzah, the Chacham said it's not. But Rishav, and everybody agrees, Shim Yesh b'ragleha asora shichayevis. If the if the side posts are 10, then it is Chayiv. So what does that mean? Omer Abaya, Kol Moedim, Shim Gavoya Serv, it's 10 Tfachim high, but Ve'en Beragleha Shloisha, there aren't even 3 Tfachim which go up straight, the angle of the arch starts immediately. Inami, or Yesh Beragleha Shloisha, the first 3 Tfachim are straight up and down, but Ve'en Gavoya Serv, the whole head is not, the total height is not 10 tefachim. So everyone agrees, beloy klum, now that's nothing. Neither of these is acceptable.
Well, neither of these is chayiv b'mezuzah.
Right. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes? V'yesh b'raglei gimel, that the first 3 tefachim are straight up and down. We go by a certain, the total height is 10. Vein rechavar, well, the problem is it's not 4 tefachim wide. The archway part is not 4 tefachim wide. The bottom part, where it's straight up and down, is 4 tefachim apart. And the shear of Adelis is it's 10 tefachim high and it's four tefachim wide. V'yesh barlochik lashim alarbo, and the archway is made in such a way that theoretically you could carve out and make it 4 tefachim wide. In other words, you look at the 2 pictures of Rashi. So, the case where there's this major masonry built around the archway, so theoretically we could continue cutting out and make a square which would be four tefachim wide, as opposed to if you just have just the arch, sometimes you'll not have anything to sort of square out a doorway which is straight up and down because there's no material there. Making sense?
Yeah.
Everybody can picture that? Yeah? Okay, what?
I need to go through the measurements.
The picture they get.
I got the picture. I just need to go through the measurements.
Okay, so I mean, just the idea that they give over here. There we go. Number 93. So in the picture. So there's space to carve out a full area if you need it, but at number 94, there's nothing to make a square doorway out of it.
Right.
So over here the case was there was something which allowed you had material there to make a square doorway if you wished. That's called, you could carve out, you could be chaykek, a square doorway, which would be 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide. And they're arguing, do we look at it as if that's what happens? Remeir sover chaykekin lahashlim. We do the chakik as if, and therefore it completes the doorway. And therefore it's chayvim as a rabbanon sover. Ein chaykekin lahashlim, we did not say that. Now the Gemara assumes that from here we see Rashi will have tupshatim, which we'll have to do tomorrow. We see that the cross beam does not have to touch the side posts. Because remember, we'll see tupshatim and Rashi. So you see that we see that from this brisa. So this is what Shmuel, Rabbi Bar Shmuel said. So Amar Leis, Rav Chista told Rabbi Bar Shmuel, if the Bnei Rish Kedusha meet you, so I made a mistake and I need to go correct it to them. I want to correct it myself. Lo temer lahu, the Bnei Rish Kedusha b'lamidi, mehov masisa the keeper. Do not tell them about this brisa. I'll tell them about it myself and correct it. Okay.